Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is John Anderson Lanier, who is Ray Anderson's grandson and the executive director of the Ray Anderson Foundation. John, how you doing?
I am well, Kemp. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's good to catch up on what the foundation was working on. A couple of news items. Just last week, we ran the story that Ray Anderson has been given credit that he's due. He's been nominated for a Presidential Medal of Freedom, and that process is ongoing, correct?
Yes, that's right. We're grateful for the people that believe that my grandfather's contributions toward environmental sustainability are deserving of this. And we'll see if we're able to build enough support for Ray to receive this honor from the White House. It's been humbling to hear so many people share with us their support and their appreciation for the contributions of Ray.
Another one thing I want to talk about is your foundation puts on an event in a really cool place in the hills of Georgia, Serenbe, Georgia, and they celebrate Ray Day, and that's in October, right?
It is. This will be 10 years of us doing this. We had to take a couple of years off due to COVID, but it's 10 years of celebrating the environmental sustainability community of Georgia, the Southeast, really, and it's been always fun to get together with people and to celebrate my grandfather and everything that Ray Anderson stood for. But what we find is that people who are engaged in this sort of work, values-based work of caring for our common home, it's nice to gather as a community. And heck, we're sold out this year. It shows you the value of it. We're going to have more than 2,000 people getting together outside and sharing notes about all the good things that everybody's doing.
I think most people know that Ray Anderson was the founder and for many years the CEO of Interface, who is the largest producer of carpet tile. I think he passed away at age 77 about 13 years ago. Is that right?
That's right. August of 2011 he passed, and sometimes it feels like just yesterday, and other times it really does feel like the full 13 years of impact that we've tried to have in advancing Ray's legacy, both us here at the family foundation that he left his estate to, but just as much credit to the people of Interface who have continued to carry on his legacy and advance their incredible work of pioneering the most environmentally sustainable manufacturing business model that I think the world's ever seen.
So as a foundation, you're committed to environmental sustainability, and you've been working on several little projects. One of them is called Drawdown Georgia, right?
It is. So, yeah, we found that the biggest impact that we can make is by having a few key initiatives that we really concentrate on. So these are long-standing relationships, and you mentioned one of them. Drawdown Georgia is our most recent commitment, and it's what I would call our climate change play. A number of years ago, we started really wrestling with how can we make the biggest impact on what I consider the primary environmental challenge of this generation. It's really one of the most significant challenges, period, because it's not purely an environmental issue. But ours is a foundation that counts the Southeast as home. We're a foundation that isn't huge. We're not going to make a difference on climate change at an international or even a national level with our philanthropic efforts. And so the question of what's the biggest difference that we can make, we felt like if we brought climate leadership to the scale of the state of Georgia, brought it home, that we could be real difference makers where we are and hopefully inspire broader based change. And so that's what Drawdown Georgia is. It's a state-specific climate initiative rooted in best-in-class academic research, and it's not focused on the problem. It's focused on the solutions. Drawdown Georgia is, at its core, all about what climate solutions work best for the state of Georgia. And I think that's the right approach to climate action, is to make the problem smaller and therefore more actionable, and that's what we're working to do.
And so you've got three universities, or four universities actually, Georgia Tech, University of Georgia, and Emory University, and Georgia State University involved in this, and you're looking at things like solar panel usage and automobile usage, public transportation. I mean, it's a long list. And there's actually even a website for it, right?
Yeah, drawdownga.org. And what people will find is those solutions and a deeper understanding of why they're so effective for the state of Georgia, but many other sub-initiatives that fit within this. What we want Drawdown Georgia to be is more than a research project. At its core, the backbone of all of this is this academic research. We know what climate solutions work best in Georgia. We have a good handle on the economic considerations of scaling those solutions. We know what the state of Georgia's carbon footprint is. But we also want to make sure that we're connecting with the stakeholder groups that can do something about it. And so there's the Drawdown Georgia Business Compact, where more than 60 different corporations with significant operations in Georgia have come together to collaborate on climate solutions like the ones you named and others that go beyond it. We have communities of faith coming together within the Drawdown Georgia for Congregations effort. We have other foundations like ours that we've joined with and something called the Climate Solutions and Equity Grant. A big part of addressing climate, of taking climate action, it's not just about what are you doing. Often it's about who are you doing it with. Because if you can link arms and make investments into climate solutions at community scale or across different market sectors in the business context. Businesses of all different sorts need energy. They can be in totally different sectors and still come together to collaborate on bulk procurement of renewable energy like solar, for instance. We're trying to help nurture this network to build a movement, if you will, in favor of climate solutions. We want every Georgian, regardless of what they care about, climate or otherwise, to see that climate is good for our state.
All right, John. Well, I can hear the passion in your voice. I did want to just catch up with you when we heard this recent news about Ray Anderson's nomination. Again, been talking to John Anderson Lanier, the executive director with the Ray Anderson Foundation, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.